Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
All right, so this week we'll be closing out our look on focusing on what you should be focusing on to utilize your gift and grow in your gifting to live a purpose-driven life. Our core scripture is 1 Timothy 4:16, which says, "Focus on your life and your teaching. Continue to do what I have told you. If you do this, you will save yourself and others." We'll look on several areas. We'll look on the reasons why persons should focus on their life. And one of the things that jumped out is that the Lord has chosen you to build His temple. His temple is you and others. He also encourages you to do the work for Him and not for humans. It should also, when you focus on your life, it helps you to stay alert and prevents you from worrying about life. Areas that you should be focusing on is your decisions, your thoughts, those you work with, your interaction with others, and your actions as well. And some of the reasons why persons can't focus is that they're worried, distracted, afraid, intimidated, and also they don't feel equipped to do the work. There's also several benefits in terms of things won't catch you by surprise. You'll have the strength to do the right work. You'll be alert and also feel equipped to do the job. This week we want to go on what exactly you need to do to keep you focused. And there are five reasons. The first one is that complete all the work you started. Complete all the work you started. If you started to do something, finish it. Don't just leave it half finished. Don't just say tomorrow I'm going to finish it or I may not finish it. And Colossians 4:17 says, "Tell Acrippus to complete all the work that he started as the Lord's servant." So listen, if you have work to do, you started work, you started projects, you started stuff, finish it. Like, just complete it. Don't just leave it up to chance or leave it to others. You started something, just finish it. Whatever it is, maybe a non-profit work, feeding the homeless. It may not be the homeless as many persons are. Just be maybe taking care of an elderly person who lives nearby where you live. Or maybe somebody, a co-worker that you sit with and talk with and give counsel every now and again to help them rebuild their life because they're struggling. It don't matter. You start something, finish it. That's the thing. Keeping your focus by completing projects, that matters. If you started doing something, see it through. Don't just leave it. Or if you buck up on a problem, seek help so you can jump over that hurdle to complete the project. The second reason, be ready to spread the word, whether the time is right or not. So 2 Timothy 4 verse 2 says, "Be ready to spread the word, whether the time is right or not. Point out errors, warn people, encourage them, and be patient with them when you teach." So it's when you focus on your life, there will be opportunities for you to share the word, share your faith with other people. Whether the time is right or not, utilize every single opportunity you have to share with others. Point out errors, warn them about something that they're going to do, encourage them, and also be patient with them because not everybody is going to share your views and everybody is going to accept what you are saying. But listen, do it nonetheless. Ensure that you point it out in a loving way, you share stuff in a loving way, and help them and use the opportunity now to introduce them to a different way of thinking because you are not thinking like them because you are doing it for the Lord. And even if it's somebody who is a Christian, share the perspective and the word with them so they can see the light. Because we are called to be light. We are called to be an example so that others can see us and look to Christ. Because the light of Christ is shining through our lives. And this is one way to be ready to, always be ready to share the word. Use every opportunity as a means of pointing persons to Christ. The next thing, according to Titus 2:7, is to be an example for others by doing good things. So how you do your work, and you see, oh, it's important that when you do your work, you do it to God's standard and not to human standards, is because you are setting an example for others to follow. always set an example by doing good things. When you teach, be an example of moral purity and dignity. So you are setting yourself apart by how you do your work, by living and by doing the thing that you say you're doing. So don't just do what you say, say something and not doing it. Ensure that what you say and what you do line up. So that's why when you focus on your decisions, your thoughts and your actions, everything come into alignment to you to execute what God has approval. The next thing is that, number four, be kind to yourself and to others. Sometimes you need to cut yourself some slack. Like, if things don't work out how you expect it, it's okay, it can come again. Sometimes you have to be sure, and then you have to make sure that you reward yourself for a job well done. I can take the time and just look on what you have done and say, hey, I'm really grateful that this thing worked out. And also, like, how you treat others. So that's where the interaction with others matters, because you want to treat others with kindness. You don't want to be that grouch, that person that everybody afraid to go around because you're just miserable and everything just irritates you and you're just angry. And I'm afraid to come to you because every time I see your face make up. No, you don't want that. Hebrews 12:15 says, make sure that everyone has kindness from God so that bitterness doesn't take root and grow up to cause trouble that corrupts many of you. So really and truly, is how you deal with situations. Resolve conflicts quickly so that you don't become bitter by what is happening. So something might happen that you're not pleased with. Ensure that you deal with it properly because you don't want to become bitter. And bitterness can cause serious problems. You want to ensure that you have a firm footing when you are dealing with these things and you protect the integrity of the relationships and also protect your integrity as well as a person so that you deal with things in a way that God can look on that and others can look on that and say, listen, this is the appropriate way to deal with the decision so that yourself and the other person's integrity is protected by how the situation is handled. And that's basically what it is in terms of you deal with things in love. The last reason is that encourage and correct mistakes. Titus 2:15 says, tell these things to the believers, encourage and correct them using your full authority. Don't let anyone ignore you. So what Paul was saying to Titus as a leader is that encourage others, and then when there are mistakes, correct them. So always encouraging persons when they're doing the right work, and if there's an error, just correct it so that everybody can grow. 2 John 1:8 says, be careful that you don't destroy what we've worked for, but that you receive your full reward. I just want to encourage you that when you're growing in your gifting and using your gifting for others, ensure that you complete all the work that you have started. Be ready to spread the word. Set an example for others. Be kind to yourself and others, and encourage and correct mistakes. Not just encourage mistakes, but encourage others, correct mistakes. And these are some things for you to think about, these 5 points for you to think about as you go through your week this week. And as you close out this teaching, I just want to say God bless you. One love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.